I greet you, saints, in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for coming. Thank you for making it. Even this Wednesday, we have come to this place to pray. And we have prayed. Hallelujah. We have come to the city of God, where angels converge. That's where you are. I want us to open our Bibles in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We are going to read from verse 20 to verse 27. We are singing a song of victory. Hallelujah. We are singing a song of victory. We are singing a song of victory. We should sing the Lord. Kuthi sihlabelela ingoma tani lenqoba. Hallelujah. Because we have been declared that we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Even here, we always sing songs of victory. Asilile lima stabela. Stabela tingoma tekunqoba. Because it's in both of the cause. Hallelujah. We sing songs of victory. It's been declared even this month here that we are singing songs of victory. September we sing the song of victory. You'll remember that this year here at High Praise Assemblies International, we are winning visible and hallelujah, visible and invisible battles. So this month of September, we are singing songs of victory because we are victorious people. Who can come against us and prevail against us? What can separate us from the Lord? Why is it that can separate us from victory? Because we are not fighting with our own strength. We are fighting with the power of Yahweh. Hallelujah. So let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We are going to start from verse 20. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. On the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, "Listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you'll be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you'll succeed." After consulting the leaders of the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. This is what they said: "Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever." Hallelujah. That's what they said. What did they sing? "Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever." La base de la Abba. After consulting the elders or the leaders, our praise and worship team, I call them our frontline soldiers. That's exactly what happened here. symbols in Jehoshaphat.
This king
was invaded by surrounding nations. Hallelujah. But invaded a bigger than Israel.
Then
God gave him a strategy on how to win against these nations.
It was a coalition of nations.
I don't know who is ganging up against you and your family. I don't know who conspired against you and your family for the treatment. Hallelujah. No one shall stand against the Lord and prevail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They said, give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks. Sambonga uNkulunkulu. Ababalisanga. Baza kabonga uNkulunkulu because uthando lwakhe lume njalo. Uthando lwakho, mzalwane. Uthando lukaNkulunkulu ngawe. Aluguqulwa ukuthi ubhekene nani. Hallelujah. Nkulunkulu akashintshi ingqondo yakhe ngokuthi wena ubhekene nani ngawe. The Bible says, He loved us while we were still sinners. Nkulunkulu akasithandzanga ngoba sesimthanda. The love of God. The love of God. It's not moved by situations. The love of God. Thando oluningi-ningi lungapheli. He loved us while we're still sinners. Sisaphila impilo yethu. Singadana uNkulunkulu kodwa uNkulunkulu wasithanda. Hence, He sent Jesus to die on the cross. Hallelujah. So, kude simo lesingakwenza ukuthi uNkulunkulu ashiye ingqondo yakhe ngawe. Just like and Samson warivila lolu bengamele akrivile. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we make mistakes. We disclose things that we should not disclose. It disclosed to wrong people. And that becomes a stepping stone. Oh, kapazata la washaya. For the enemy. Limanda kapazata la washaya. A stepping stone. With negligence. So carelessness. Let the devil take advantage of that. You have not been careful. Hallelujah. The devil takes advantage of that. Makada. Okay, but though you are anointed, as much as you are anointed, flu, that's what I say. Do not be found naked. Hallelujah. Especially on the day of your glory. Do not be found naked. The Bible says, college, universities, high schools, do not be found naked. You're going to write your exams. You've not prepared yourself. Negligence. On the day of glory.
for you to shine. But because you're negligent, then the enemy sabotages the plan of God concerning your life. That's what Samson did before Delilah. Hallelujah. We are winning visible and invisible battles. Hallelujah. Verse 22. At the moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting among themselves. The armies of Moab and Ammon turned against their allies from Mount Seir and killed every one of them. After they had finished off the army of Seir, they turned on each other. So when the army of Judah arrived at the lookout point in the wilderness, there were dead bodies lying on the ground, for as far as they could see, not a single one of the enemy had escaped. King Jehoshaphat and his men went out to gather the plunder. Hallelujah. They found vast amounts of equipment, clothing, and other valuables, more than they could carry. Underline that. Verse 25. They found vast amounts of equipment, clothing, and other valuables, more than they could carry. There was so much plunder that it took them 3 days just to collect it all. On the fourth day, they gathered in the Vale of Blessing, which got its name that day because the people praised and thanked the Lord there. It is still called the Valley of Blessing today. That's Living Translation. NIV. Is it giving me comments out? NIV, that place, Ibitaman. The last part of verse 26. Beracha. Beracha, yes. They call that place Beracha. Hallelujah. They call it a place of blessing. Winning visible and invisible battles. We are singing songs of victory. They sang, give thanks to the Lord for his faithfulness endures forever. Hallelujah. Songs of victory. When we sing songs of victory, it's because we know that we serve a faithful God. God who never fails. God who has provided us in the past. And God who is providing us in the now. And God is going to provide us in the future. Hallelujah. The songs of victory. They give thanks to the Lord. And it took them 3 days to collect the spoils. Hallelujah. It was so much that they could not carry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Such that you gather equipment. If they went, they collected equipment. Clothing. That's the provision of the Lord. And other valuables. Meaning, everything that you need in life, God is giving you right now. Because you have come to Beracha.
Then they returned to Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat leading them, full of joy that the Lord had given them victory over their enemies. Hallelujah. They went back home full of joy. Injabulo yakho inike kuvinci. You need God who's going to show forth his power before your eyes. Hallelujah. You need God who's going to prevail over your enemies. May God Almighty fight for you. May God prevail over every situation that is standing against you. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 13. Start from Zalapabu, verse 3. When David and his men saw the ruins and realized what had happened to their families, they wept until they could weep no more. Verse 5. David's two wives, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel, were among those captured. David was now in serious trouble because his men were very bitter about losing their wives and children. And they began to talk of stoning him. But David found strength in the Lord his God. Hallelujah. David found strength in the Lord his God. Lanano wende gana. So then success is clear. Love is clear. When they are almost the same thing, they end up with Jehoshaphat. Welcome to Mabuto. I figure I invade. I figure I butter. La Pesi Clark, I butter Banvana, I butter Bafati. Mabuto, they plundered. I'm a Amalek. Nabas by a boy, love. I can't tell to Lopa. They are shunk. Said everything has been planned out. I don't know what the year is in the city of Mironiaco. I don't know what we have lost. But God knows the joy that you no longer have. Could be your job, could be your marriage, could be your child, could be your husband, could be your wife. But not that secret tonight. The Lord says, whatever you've lost, he shall restore it back to you. Hallelujah. The Lord says, shall restore back to you. Your health shall be restored back to you. The joy of salvation shall be restored back to you. Hallelujah. And you shall sing a song of victory once again. Because God will come back once again. After they planted the city, David agabukana eceleni akaya ngabangani bakhe uthi lokhu sekunjene sekwento kanjani azimhlabele ngamhlobo omJesu haleluya ngomhlobo longangishiyi longangilahli etikhasi ebunzima mzalwane wami ukhumbula umfelo wakho ukhumbula umhlengi wakho Davide wakuqhubela kusumakazi uthimba ebhekile wabida abhiyata the priest because uNkulunkulu injongo yaNkulunkulu bekuzina nenkosi bese kuba nempriest the reason kuthi inkosi yona inaka the welfare of the people the citizens yalowo that's why it's why everything in the kingdom belongs to a king hallelujah inkosi wonke loswene melanga lenkosini wonke muntu khala wathi nakhale uphi nenkosini then the priest umsebenzi wakhe uconsult with the heavens uva ukuthi usine inkulunkulu concerning the nation hallelujah says. That's why they could even pass judgments. Amakhosi labesaphambene libula ngolunkulu. Those prophets in their time. Hallelujah. Then he asked Abiathar the king, Abiathar the priest, to bring the report. Remember, ufuna ukuva ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngalesimo lesi haleluya kulesi simo lesibhekene naso sekulahlekela iphume sayisi bese ba discuss ukufuna ashaye ngimanje angathi kuthi yini lekubhuyukele such that kuze kucashelwe nokusincoma ucoshwe kumbe kula msebenzini wherever you are basi ntona ashaye manje they were thinking of stoning him yena pepe lisi they began to talk of stoning him but David found strength in the Lord his God yamdzinga wakho uNkulunkulu asikhathe kuhlupheka sho njalo Psalms 50 verse 15 kimi ngisulo kuhlupheka I'm here you and deliver you David turned his face to his God akuqhubela uNkulunkulu wakhe bantu sebakhuluma ba discuss abasinto namhlanje ubuye yaligcina silahlekelwe mafati nebantu banalo konke besinamunxa yakhe but he turned to his God hallelujah then he said to Abiathar the priest bring me the report verse 7 so Abiathar brought it then David asked the Lord should I chase them will I catch them? And the Lord told him, yes, go after them. You will surely recover everything that was taken from you. So David and his 600 men set out and they soon came to Besor Brook. But 200 of the men were too exhausted to cross the brook. So David continued the pursuit with his 400 remaining troops. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
They were not fit for the task.
He inquired of the Lord, should I pursue them?
For you to sing a song of victory, you've got to get a green light from the Lord.
When the going gets tough, who do you turn to? You need a present God. You need your parent God. You need your Savior.
I say you shall recover everything.
Amen.
Whatever you love shall be covered.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Pursue them, shall recover everything. Yini loyende wanga consult uNkulunkulu. What is it that you have done without consulting God? At some point in life, he made a mistake. The father of faith. What's it then going to go? They returned to the Lord. And he inquired. So men began to be much. Men and then I see. That's going to pursue them. When the going gets tough, sometimes you miss the mark. Sometimes you lose sight. Sometimes you can't hear. You go deaf. You go blind. You go down. Can't even speak. When the going gets tough. Father of faith produced Ishmael. In the process, the father of faith produced Ishmael. Hallelujah. We will not go to the same house. No, Ishmael, I won't be bound. Of God, and yes, and amen. That cannot take you, Isaac. No matter what you were, Samson. But the present measure, that's true. Who of men is seeing more? The prince of death also called from Kurokurako. Doesn't matter, it's impossible. Smart. To go.
nawe namhlasihla ngakugqwela konkulunkulu sonkosi nendeje lesimolesi The promises of the Lord are yes and amen. He is the provider. He is the keeper. He is the protector. He is the healer. That's your God. Hallelujah. The song of victory. It's the month of the song of victory. We are declared victorious because we are the children of the Most High. Unkulunkulu nakalwa ulwangathi. Ulwangathi. Isonto libukela phansi. Angeke luwe lo mfula. Isonto libukela phansi. Angeke likhoze iphiso brook angeke lewele isonja lelibukela phansi angeke dalitsa lawa David nam 200 Lihluleka qhubeka with the pursuit. Uthi wadluleka. Umuntu awubala usitele kwenzeke empilweni yakho. Uthi wadluleka. Umuntu awubala ukuthi kubani wendeni. Uthi wadluleka. Look at the now moment. Consider what the Lord is saying to you now. He's God of now. He's God of the moment. Pursue them, shall recover all that you have lost. Forget about your past. The failures, your mistakes, everything. God wants you to sing a song of victory. God wants to see yourself. Slabelele before we close the service. Hallelujah.